The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Now open at Barangaroo, Birkenhead Point in Kensington, or shop online, petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Adam in London. It's a bit overdone, isn't it? I mean, women have babies every day and struggle to find and make ends meet, but all this talk now about another royal baby, Adam.
Yeah, well, I'm afraid it made headlines. It's still making headlines. And all we know is that, indeed, the Duchess of Cambridge is expecting the couple's third child. But I suppose one of the deals here is that the only reason it was announced was that she had to cancel a royal engagement because she's again suffering from this extreme morning sickness, or
yes,
hyperemesis gravidarum, which I know is a real thing and does certainly affect women very badly, pregnant women very badly. So officials had to basically hurry the news out. And it was the same with the first two, with Prince George and Princess Charlotte. But the bookies are going for the odds on the name already. So it's 10 to 1 on some really obvious names like Alice, Elizabeth, Victoria, Arthur, James.
If it's a girl, I'll call it Diana.
Diana's in there. I think it's 14 to 1, something like that.
14
but
to 1.
How about Baby McBabyface?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. But I always feel sorry in these stories because we'll know that Kate will have access to the very best medical people. And there are women listening to us now, you know, teenage women, 20 to 30 women, 30 to 40 women, struggling with their pregnancy and at the end of the day don't have access to the kind of care that's available to these people. The Queen's Bridge.
Yes, we mentioned this last week that this huge bridge was going to open and sort of technically did, but been officially opened now by the Queen, with the Red Arrows also doing their aerial display team bit. Her Majesty called it breathtaking and an extraordinary achievement. And there was a real bit of history repeating here, because Edward VII opened the Forth Road Bridge, which is right next to it,
amazing,
in 1890 with an almost identical speech. So bearing in mind that the two are right next to each other, crossing the Firth of Forth, very near East Fife, it begs the question, how many Forth bridges does it take to get to Fife? I'll leave that one with you.
That's why you win Mastermind. Typical Gilchrist. You're wonderful. Off you go. See you tomorrow.